The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Lily Defo
and Doreen Ampofu.
In the headlines, President Mahama reiterates resolve to pursuing an all-inclusive government. Nana Akufo-Addo receives more commendations for swiftly conceding defeat. Pineapple producers seek support from government to save industry from collapse. Komfu Anokye Teaching Hospital organizes corrective surgery today for patients with deformities. And Senegalese President Macky Sall sacks Prime Minister. First, a summary with Doreen Ampofu.
President John Mahama has reiterated his commitment to pursuing an all-inclusive government. He has therefore appealed to Ghanaians to put the past behind and forge ahead in unity. The president was speaking in Accra when he joined worshippers at the Action Chapel International to thank God for seeing the nation through the period of the election petition. The 2012 presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, continues to receive commendation for conceding defeat and accepting the judgment of the Supreme Court. The latest to give such a commendation include a former Supreme Court judge, Justice V.C. R.A.C. Crabb, a former Attorney General Ayikwe Otu, and a member of the NDC legal team, Nana Atodazi. People with excessive breadth and deformities on the neck, face, chest, arms, legs and feet can turn to the Komfu Anokye Teaching Hospital in the next 2 weeks to have them corrected. The facility will from today organize special corrective surgical services for such people. A plastic surgeon at the surgery directorate of the hospital, Dr. Hineba Danso, encouraged clients and patients who are in need of these specialized services to report to the burns unit at the Accident and Emergency Center of the Komfu Anokye Teaching Hospital for screening and possible selection. And President Macky Sall of Senegal has sacked his Prime Minister Abdoul Mbaye less than 2 years after his appointment. The president did not disclose the reason for the unexpected dismissal. A new Prime Minister is expected to be named soon.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news now in detail. President John Mahama has challenged state institutions to put themselves in readiness to overcome any challenge that may come their way. He said institutions like SRAJ must emulate the judiciary, which passed its test of successfully resolving their presidential election petition. The president was speaking in Accra when he joined worshippers at Action Chapel International to thank God for seeing the nation through the period of the election petition. The president said Ghana has come out of the petition better and stronger. He rededicated himself to pursuing an all-inclusive government. President Mahama reiterated his call on the nation to put the past behind and forge ahead in unity. A report by Bubu Klinogo.
President John Mahama began his speech with a recitation of Psalm 23 to the admiration of the whole congregation.
These words are the most beautiful in the Bible. And it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
President Mahama said, Ghana is destined to be the leader of Africa. He is therefore not surprised that the whole international community focused attention on Ghana, which was not the case in other countries where there were election petitions.
Why has the whole world's attention been on Ghana? It's not only Ghana that had a petition before the Supreme Court. Many countries have had it, but the whole world's attention has been on Ghana because much is expected of Ghana. We are held to a certain standard in Africa. We are called the model of democracy in Africa. And so everybody expected that Ghana will behave in a certain way. And that is exactly what God's favor has given us. For 8 months, we have lived in uncertainty, uncertainty of leadership, because the legitimacy of leadership was being questioned. For 8 months, there's been uncertainty in the international community, amongst our friends, amongst our partners, waiting to see what will happen. Will Ghana stumble this time? We ourselves began to doubt, and we are afraid that there was going to be violence in this country.
The general overseer Garcia of the Action Chapel International, Archbishop Nicholas Duncan William, commended the 2012 presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, for accepting the verdict of the Supreme Court, conceding defeat, and congratulating President Mahama.
And gracefully accepting the verdict of the Supreme Court and congratulating the President of the Republic of Ghana, he will go down in history as a true statesman of this country. And we thank all the followers also of the NPP party and all the other parties, NDC, your followers and everybody for considering Ghana first.
Archbishop Duncan William also urged aggrieved members of the ruling NDC to close their ranks and rally behind the president.
The NDC party, you've been given a mandate by the people of this country to unite us and not to divide us. The NDC party must put aside their personal ambitions and begin to think about the good of the country, the prosperity of the people. There are people in the NDC party that may not be given any position even though they work very hard for one reason or the other. But you know something? You work for Ghana and not for your party.
He equally urged the president to tap the knowledge and expertise of all Ghanaians, whether they belong to his party or not.
And for this nation to succeed, we need unity. We need the power of agreement. We need synergy. We need to cross paths. We need to recognize that not one party has all the answers to solve the problems of this country. And that every Ghanaian, irrespective of their party affiliation and religious background, that every Ghanaian that has something to offer for the good of this country must be allowed to be involved without suspicions and without intimidations or threatenings or inhibitions whatsoever.
The president was accompanied by his wife, Lordina, the chief of staff, Prosper Baini, NDC national chairman, Dr. Kobena Ajay, other executives of the NDC and ministers of state.
Bubu Plinogo reporting. At the Ringway Gospel Center Assemblies of God at Osu, the area pastor, Reverend Ernest Ajay, advised the president to make God his companion. He urged the citizenry not to worry about the challenges facing the nation, but rather count the many blessings bestowed on Ghana.
In Ghana, I'm pleading with Ghana. If we will be like these people, we will talk about the blessings of God. What God can do for Ghana. What God can do for region. What God can do for tribe. What God can do for family. And also, the blessings that God has than the bad things. And I've said, there are sometimes my wife will put on the challenge and say, put it up. He said, why? I said, there is no good news. No good news. I'll say bad news. That FM bad, FM2 bad, next members bad, in the truck bad, everywhere it is only God. I am saying it is only God that gives life, the good news. Daniel Sunlane, His Excellency, I put in your ears. Bad news. I know you have heard a lot, and you will hear, but we are not the past year. Only listen to the good news.
Area Pastor of Ringway Gospel Center, Assemblies of God, Osu, Reverend Ernest Ajay.
Panelists on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point have praised the 2012 presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, for conceding defeat early and not seeking review in the just-ended election petition. They said the early concession reduced the tension that had gripped the nation. The panelists, made up of former Supreme Court Judge Justice V.C. R.A.C. Crabb, former Attorney General Aikwe Otu, and a member of the NDC legal team, Nana Atudazi, believe Nanado's behavior makes him a statesman. Justice V.C. R.A.C. Crabb noted that Nanado would have been blamed if he delayed in conceding defeat. He described Nanado's action as excellent.
I think whatever may have been said, we have to appreciate that Nana did a very, very good thing. What he did was excellent. That's the word I would use. And I'm glad we all accept here that he acted in a statesmanlike manner. Let's imagine a little if he had said no and passions were inflamed and things went wrong. People in the end will blame him. And I think being a brilliant chap he is, as my colleague has said, he's been in politics over a period of time. He knows politicians, he knows politics. He came out as a statesman. And I think we ought to appreciate that and thank him for being a statesman on this occasion.
For his part, former Attorney General Ayikwe Otu said those supporters were disappointed as Nanado's quick decision not to go for review, it was a good thing for him to accept the judgment and put it behind him.
It was disappointing to most of the supporters because especially when no reasons had been given for the decision that the judges had arrived at, to say that I was not going to seek a review is to assume that the Lancy had seen the reasons and he finds that there was no way or there is no way the review would make sense, you know. Again, that overvoting which took place at the Supreme Court itself might have created some difficulty because there we are looking at 6-3 and not even 5-4, you understand, on the very crucial area of overvoting or voting without biometric and the rest. So for most people, they thought that it was too early. Now, for the fact that to seek a review, like the IU put it, will mean that you are still not satisfied with the decision and you are the leader. Naturally, your supporters, they also start making noise. You saw that the condemnation started from there. Some reason, you know, that why is this saying what he's saying and all that. Of course, to even come in on the fact that the National Executive Committee has now set up a 3-member committee to consider the judgment and to show the way forward, would also add to the point being made by others that why didn't he wait for something of the sort to be done? It was a good thing to have doused the flame for those who were not very happy with what had happened to say that, look, I've accepted the results. I'm not only felt like doing so, but I even feel it in my bones that the proper way to go is to forget and put this thing behind us and let's move the country forward.
Meanwhile, Nana Atudazi said he is disappointed that after conceding defeat, there are reports that the NPP has instituted a committee to look at the judgment. He questions the rationale for that decision.
I think that Ronaldo did just the right thing at the right time. This is a person who is a lawyer by profession, many years a lawyer. This is a person who has been in politics many years as a politician. This is a person who is a leader of a whole party. I mean, quite clearly from the results, the second largest party in Ghana. Mm-hmm. Now, he would have assessed all the circumstances, looking at the bigger picture, and looking at what the evidence that they brought to court, you understand? And then the decision of the court, and he must have formed his own mind, the strength and weakness of the case. He said that he is a client, yes, represented by the lawyers. So I find it difficult a bit when the neck of the MPP, it says that they are now going to set up the committee to look at the judgment which they haven't even received, you know, to review or whatever it is, so that they are advised for what? But they are entitled to it. If I have the opportunity, I will tell him, or maybe if he's present, I'll say that, well done.
Those were panelists on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point.
Meanwhile, the General Overseer of the Upper Room Assembly in Tema Community 5, Bishop Beatrice Jandu Hedido, has added her voice to the numerous messages of commendation to the 2012 presidential candidate of the MPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, for gracefully accepting the judgment of the Supreme Court on the presidential election petition. She said it is refreshing that Nana Addo demonstrated maturity and patriotism by honoring his pledge to accept the outcome of the case in the spirit of peace and national cohesion. Bishop Jandu Hedido was speaking at the annual Amazing Grace and Thanksgiving service of the church at Tema. She urged Ghanaians to be thankful to God for steering the nation through another stormy stage of democratic development. She reminded Ghanaians not to allow partisan politics to divide them, but forge ahead in unity for the advancement of the nation's democratic tenets. Bishop Jandu Hedido was full of praise for the security agencies, the Peace Council, and other peace-loving groups for their roles in sustaining the peace. She, however, urged the security agencies not to relent in their efforts at safeguarding the peace and stability of the land. The head of the Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry, Reverend Steve Mensah, who was the guest speaker, observed that the Supreme Court judges in their ruling put Ghana first and managed to calm the nerves of worried citizens who anticipated mayhem. He said the verdict has awoken the nation to some ills in the electoral system that must be corrected. Reverend Steve Mensah stated that now that the court has spoken, all should rally behind President Mahama to implement his programs for the development of the country. Prayers were set for those in leadership to enable them to administer the affairs of the state justifiably.
The Evangelical Presbyterian Church Synod moderator for the Western Presbytery, Reverend Gabriel Akoli, has called on religious leaders, traditional authorities, the National Peace Council, as well as other political and civil society institutions to intensify collaborative initiatives in ensuring sustainable peace and reconciliation after the Supreme Court's verdict on the 2012 presidential election petition. While commending Nana Akufo-Addo for demonstrating a high sense of maturity in accepting the verdict, Reverend Akoli, who is also chairman of the EP Church Committee on Policy Guidelines, stressed the need for key actors to assuage the resentment of opposing parties to avoid further polarization of the country along partisan lines. He was speaking at VAPO in the Volta region at the induction service for Reverend Patience Bonnie Anyomi as the vice moderator and Reverend Foster Mausi as the synod clerk, together with other executives of the EP Church Western Presbytery. We bring you the details.
The other executives include Presbyters Mrs. Mercy Addo, George Kuma, Mrs. Rose Awudu, Nelson Do Nani, and Emmanuel Grady. Reverend Akoli urged political leaders and their followers to adopt values of humility and tolerance and to guard against acts of provocation that have the tendency of inflaming passions. He also urged the newly inducted executives to discharge their duties in a high spirit of dedication and humility worthy of them as Christian leaders. The Paramount Chief of VAPO, Togbi Obisi-Prim Bogbolu, appealed to the people to demonstrate loyalty to the infrastructural development of the area and contribute to the scholarship scheme instituted for needy and brilliant students by the Traditional Council. He lauded the newly inducted vice moderator, Reverend Patience Bonnie Ayomi, for her services as district pastor for VAPO and appealed to the church authorities to retain her for few more years. On her part, Reverend Patience Bonnie Ayomi, on behalf of her colleagues, pledged to work as seriously to promote the growth and development of the EP Church.
That was a report from our GNA South. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. President Mahama reiterates resolve to pursuing an all-inclusive government. Nana Akufo-Addo receives more commendations for swiftly conceding defeat. Pineapple producers seek support from government to save industry from collapse. Konfanoti Teaching Hospital organizes corrective surgery today for patients with deformities. And Senegalese President Macky Sall sacks Prime Minister. Do stay tuned.
Radio Ghana News. Accurate, fair, balanced and total.
Welcome back. The sea freight pineapple exporters of Ghana, SPEC, a group of fresh pineapple producers, are seeking 60 million Ghana cedis support from government to enable members expand production and to scale up competition in the supply of the produce to Europe and other markets. Vice Chairman of SPEC, Kwapna Efari, who disclosed this on the sidelines of the ongoing 82nd Izmir International Fair in Turkey, said the financial intervention is necessary to save the industry from collapse. The Ghana Export Promotion Authority is facilitating the participation of 12 Ghanaian exhibitors at the fair. We bring you an Ex-Dex report.
The participating companies include pharmaceuticals, food and beverages, as well as cosmetics. Mr. Afari said the shift from the production of the smooth cayenne pineapple variety to MD2 has increased the cost of production to almost 3 times, making it difficult for some members to cope. The shift has also led to a drop in production levels from 70,000 tons for the smooth cayenne to 30,000 tons for the MD2, while employment also fell to 3,000 10% from a high of 10,000. He said to improve the production base, it would require capital injection, hence the appeal to government for support. He expressed the hope that with the assistance, either in the form of a grant or loan, we'll be able to expand production to 100,000 tons in the next 5 years. On freight charges, Mr. Afari said produce of members are not competitive because of high charges. He said while producers in Ghana pay $285 as freight for a pallet of 75 boxes, countries in South and Central America, such as Costa Rica, paid $185 for the export of the same quantity.
And that was the NewsDesk report.
Is your back aching severely, or are you not able to wear your favorite type of dress due to the size of your breast? Well, some good news for you. The plastic aesthetic burns and hand surgery unit of the Konfanoti Teaching Hospital in Kumasi is organizing special breast reduction and corrective surgical services for patients with body surface deformities. According to a plastic surgeon at the surgery directorate of the hospital, Dr. Heneba Danso, people with excessive breast and deformities on the neck, face, chest, arms, legs and feet will be attended to during the special clinic. Speaking in an interview with Radio Ghana, Dr. Danso said the clinic has been scheduled for this week and next week to expand access to specialized plastic and aesthetic surgeries to members of the public, especially those with injuries and body face abnormalities.
We are a team of plastic surgeons in Konfanoti as part of the unit within the department, the bigger department of surgery. One of our objectives is actually to make the Ghanaian population realize the use of plastic surgery in the solution for their health problems. So from time to time, we organize this kind of workshop or outreach for which we actually get more patients who have problems that we think plastic surgery can solve for them to come forward, and then we can actually assess them and advise what they can do, assess them and go forward to do surgeries where there's a need. So this is one of such programs that we have organized in the past, and this year this is the second one we are doing and the last for the year.
Will this service be free?
No, that should be very, very clear. There is no service that is free. This is because for all the facilities that we use within the hospital, and someone has got to pay for it. So what has happened is that those who have national health insurance schemes, you know, for plastic surgery services, it is quite broad. And those areas that covers, let's say, cosmetic surgery, that covers beauty surgery aspects, where the national health insurance doesn't pay for it, then the clients will have to bear the cost themselves. In the services that are covered by the health insurance scheme, the health insurance will pay for it. And areas that could also be co-payments, where the health insurance scheme will cover part of the cost and the rest will be borne by the beneficiaries.
What is your target group and how many people are you expecting?
You know, for plastic surgery, we say that the target is patients who have abnormalities from head to toe on the external part of the body. That is to say that patients who have congenital abnormalities, that is people who are born with abnormalities that they want to be corrected, and patients who have acquired abnormalities like those who have suffered from burns, those who have had accidents, wounds, and people who have had disfigurement in one way or the other from other injuries.
Are there any advantages with women with very big breasts?
Oh yeah, so many. Cosmetically, you know, when your breast is so huge, it affects the way you dress. There are certain uniforms or attire that you cannot put on very conveniently. There are others who also suffer physical problems in terms of backache, and some have neck pains and the rest, because if the breasts actually become excessively huge, they tend to weigh on your shoulders and on your back. So there are quite a number of disadvantages with huge breasts. Unless your breasts are actually big enough to match your stature, otherwise you may need to do something about it.
That was a plastic surgeon at the surgery directorate of the Konfanoti Teaching Hospital, Dr. Heneba Danso.
And now moving to the environment, WACAM, a human rights, environmental and mining advocacy NGO, has called for a comprehensive review of the Minerals and Mining Act to ensure that Ghana derives maximum benefits from her mineral resources. It says both past and present governments have adopted a peaceful, have adopted a piecemeal approach to resolving the concerns of Ghanaians with respect to mining, thereby allowing mining companies to do whatever they want in pursuit of their corporate interests. Its Associate Executive Director, Mrs. Hannah Owusu-Crantin, has proposed a law that will enjoin holders of mining rights and other businesses related to mining to respect and promote human rights, including the rights of women, children, and workers arising from mining activities.
If you look at Minas and Mining, it's very promotional in terms of protecting the interests of foreign investors. That's like it. The interests of the state and also the interests of community. In fact, you can't find environmental provisions in the law. You don't have clear demarcation of communities from the mine, active mining area. We do not have protection for water pollution and things like that. Rather, the law encourages companies to use water bodies within their concession area. And once they go for permits from the Water Resource Commission, they can do anything, divert, impound, convey, and all those things. We realize that if you are a country and then you have laws, the laws should rather protect citizens and also ensure that when investors come, yes, they are protected, but then they don't have fiscal regimes which will be detrimental to the people. For instance, we've had this full exposure of a Newmont agreement where everybody is talking about the agreement. But I said that the agreement is possible because of the law. The law states categorically clear that the companies could go into agreement with the minister and that the minister would send the agreement to parliament for ratification. Then if you look at the same section that gives the powers to the minister, which is section 5 of the law, so section 5 talks about, yes, Parliament by 2/3 majority could vote and waive some agreements, contracts and what do that the minister presents. So it means that once the minister signs an agreement with the company, if that falls within the category of documents, agreements or contracts, that should not go to Parliament because you have already voted by 2/3 majority. That
Associate Executive Director of WACAM, Mrs. Hannah Owusu-Crantin.
The delegate of the Apostolic Administrator of the Second Diocese Diocese of the Catholic Church, the Very Reverend Father Eric Awochidatsin, has commended Ghanaians for demonstrating political maturity by accepting the Supreme Court verdict on the 2012 presidential election petition. He said by that single act of patriotism, the country has won the admiration and respect of the international community and urged them to continue to live in unity and diversity. The Very Reverend Father Awochidatsin was given the homily at a Thanksgiving service to commemorate the 80th anniversary celebration of the St. John the Baptist Catholic Parish Church at Adiambra in Sekondi.
The General Overseer of the Christian Faith Church, Right Reverend Apostle David Asari, says the recent political turmoil in the world are signs of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Is therefore asking Christians to pray for peace, especially in African countries that are experiencing division. Apostle Asari was speaking at the induction and ordination service for the General Overseer of the Anointed Pentecostal Miracle Church, Apostle Evans Donko, in Accra.
And on the foreign front, Senegalese President Macky Sall has sacked his Prime Minister Abdoul Mbaye. No reason was given for his removal. A statement issued by a presidential spokesperson only says the president thanks the outgoing Prime Minister. A new Prime Minister is expected to be named soon. Mbaye, a long-time banker, had been chosen for the post right after President Sall's March 2012 election victory. Mr. Sall ousted former President Abdoulaye Wade in a presidential runoff.
And Egypt's state prosecutor says he's referred ousted President Mohamed Morsi for trial on charges of inciting the murder of protesters. The accusations relate to violence outside the presidential palace in Cairo last December, when at least 7 people were killed in clashes. 14 other members of the Muslim Brotherhood are to stand trial on the same charges.
And to end the news, the main point again. President John Mahama has reiterated his commitment to pursuing an all-inclusive government. The president was speaking in Accra when he joined worshippers at the Action Chapel International to thank God for seeing the nation through the period of the election petition. Now, the 2012 presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, continues to receive commendation for conceding defeat and accepting the judgment of the Supreme Court. The latest to give such a commendation include former Supreme Court Judge Justice V.C. R.A.C. Crabb, a former Attorney General Ayikwe Otu, and a member of the NDC legal team, Nana Atodazi, and people with excessive breast and deformities on the neck, face, chest, arms and legs can turn to the Konfanoti Teaching Hospital in the next 2 weeks to have them corrected. The facility will from today organize special corrective surgical services for such people.